This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kinney, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. Whew, this has been a wonderful day. I love blizzards. It's a blizzard in Ottawa right now, and I'm absolutely thriving. I'm thriving for it. That makes me sound really weird. Now, before we get into anything, you guys have been bugging me for the longest time to make sad hoodies. I tweeted about it. I Instagrammed about it once. I was kind of like on the fence about it because I really don't want to be the guy. What's his name? He makes the You Matter hoodies. And he's just like, yeah, I'm just banking off everyone's like anxiety and stuff. That's not what I'm trying to do. The reason why I made the happy hoodie is because I was sitting on a boat and I was like, oh, I want a hoodie that I can put on and I'm just like, this is my happy hoodie. And that's why I made the happy hoodie. That's where it all stemmed from. There's nothing more to it but that. And that's why, you know, it's the price that it is because it cost me, I think, $25 to make. So in order to pay for, you know, the shipping and the taxes and everything and buying the actual merch, I do have to charge it the price that it is. So just so everybody knows, like, I'm not trying to scam anybody. I think they're only $40. Like, I'm not making a lot on your hoodie. I hope you know that. Because this, it's not about that for me. It's about, it sounds like I'm trying to, like, make you think that I don't want it to be like this. No, I'm not trying to, like, scam anything. I'm just saying this is, I make this because I really enjoy it and I did it for me. And I wanted a happy hoodie. And, you know, sometimes I put on the happy hoodie and it makes me feel like 10 times happier. But sometimes I just want to like chill and I want to be in my own little mood. And so I was thinking I needed a sad hoodie. So I printed one. I printed, it's on this, like, I'm colorblind. I thought it was purple. I don't know if it's blue. It's this color. You'll see it. There's a lot of pictures on Instagram. And as of right now, it's going on sale. So on today, when you're listening to this podcast, in a couple hours, it's going to be on sale. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and it's already not Friday the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, if it's a few days after, who knows if they've already sold out. Because I posted this and you guys were like, oh my God, we need it. And I was like, okay, all right, okay. This is going to be your sad hoodie. And that's all I want it to be. I want you to literally put it on and be like, yep, this is my sad hoodie. And that's it. It's not to make you sad. It's not to do anything to cure mental health or to whatever. It's just your sad hoodie. And that's all, that's that you make it what it is. And so that's going to go on sale. Frankie is currently chewing a bone, so if you hear that, it's not me grinding knees, it's just my dog having fun, because it's his birthday this weekend, which is crazy. It blows my mind that I got him, a year. Well, I didn't get him a year ago, but he's a year old. And like that's insane to me. He's just like my little fluff butt. My little fluff butt. Yeah, he's awesome. So, the merch is going to be on sale today. So if you want to go grab it, you can go to stayu.ca. And I'm sure there's going to be a code out. I don't have it made right now, but just follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, and we can, you know, we can talk about it. I can give you some stuff. Don't worry. I'm not. I want to make this as cheap as possible for everyone, so everyone can get their little sad hoodie. I know that sounds so sad, but it is, and it's awesome though. Like it's so nice that this is kind of like the norm. Sometimes I want to feel down, and sometimes I am down, and I still want to feel down, and that's completely okay. And I think it's kind of cool now that it's kind of becoming the norm to just be in your mood and to feel what you're actually feeling. Now, another thing that I have been working on, and I don't want to show you guys too much, but it's new music. Now, if you've, again, follow me on Instagram or even TikTok, TikTok's been insane lately. You'll know that I've been working on a song called Dream Chaser, but I've also been working on another track with Matt Walden, and I'm going to play a little bit right now. Now that is a super, super, super rough version. Now I know you're thinking like, oh my God, it's Joey singing. It is not me singing. Matt is an amazing friend that I have. And basically I write lyrics. He called me up one day and he's like, hey, I want to write this song about a boyfriend and the girlfriend and how they're going through a rough time. They're moving away. And I was like, it doesn't hit home with me. Like I've done the long distance thing, but it didn't hit home. So I made it more sad. Apparently today's theme is sadness. This is great. Hi, I'm Joey and welcome to sadness. No, that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just, the way I wanted to create content when I first started is I wanted to make people feel. And when Matt came to me with this song, it was pretty bare down. And I decided that I wanted to jump in on it. And so I started writing with him. We FaceTimed and, you know, I created this whole story. And basically it's a story about, in my head, it's a daughter losing her mother to cancer. And that's something I haven't been through. But unfortunately, I have very, very close to me and loved ones who have. And I wanted to write about it. Especially with the Kobe Bryant thing happening, I feel like we need to kind of talk about like the guilt of losing someone. And so I wanted to create a song on that. And so there is a spoken word piece in the song. I guess I'll tease. There's not many people that listen to the podcast, so I guess I'll tease you that here. Oftentimes, we feel lost on our path when we lose the ones that were guiding us. We forget all the skills they taught us and how strong they helped us become. Okay, doesn't that sound sick? And if you thought there was an ambulance outside your window or something while listening to this or around you, did you look? Because that Matt put that in and I was like, dude, that is so like vivid and real. And that is exactly what I wanted. And we've been through a lot of tracks and this is definitely like, oh my God, I think this is going to hit home with a lot of people. So I'm super, super excited for that. If you're stoked, message me. I mean, I would love the motivation because I still have to keep writing. There's a lot of room in there for that. I have made errors and I can fix and stuff. But your support means the world to me. And so I want to get into today's podcast idea. I wanted to talk about, you know, being single versus being in a relationship on Valentine's Day. I know that has nothing to do with the song or the merch or anything. That was just kind of me saying hi and whatever, doing a little self-promo. But yeah, today I want to talk about being single on Valentine's Day versus being in a relationship. This year, I'm actually in a relationship. Last year, I spent it drinking the whole day because I was like, I'm not going anywhere, which was weird for me. I'm not like an alcoholic. I just sound like one, okay? I constantly do. But yeah, so I wanted to pop on and say... talk about this because this year I'm doing I'm doing a few things on Valentine's Day. Each day up to Valentine's Day, I'm surprising my girlfriend with like something little, something like a coffee and a card and flowers and little stuff. I haven't done it yet. Like, I'm recording this the day before, and I feel like if I reveal it, she's going to listen to it, and then it's going to blow the surprise. But I'm making a video on it, so you'll see everything. But yeah, it's been different for me, and it's been kind of nice. When I've been in this like single mindset for a very long time, and hopping into a relationship is like new for me, which is weird because I used to talk about being in love and relationships like for a really long time, like almost every day. And so this is definitely new for me. And Valentine's Day kind of like just started this little reminder for myself that, hey, you have to do the little things and you have to try it, love. I found that every single person I ever dated, I really fell out of love because I stopped trying, because it was just kind of, I was dating great people and they would just fall for me. And I was like, well, why am I not falling for them? And it's because it was so easy and I never had to try. And that sounds awful, but I'm sure there's some people out there who could possibly relate. And I know maybe you've never heard that before. Maybe you didn't know how to say it. Hopefully I said it for you, because it's not a good thing to think about. It's a hard thing to say, and it's a hard thing to imagine yourself as. But sometimes we are a little cowardly and we do everything for ourselves and not for others. And sometimes we have to do things for others. Now, let's talk about the pros and cons of being single during this day, this beautiful day of Valentine's Day. The pros: you save money, which is great because you spend a lot of money on Valentine's Day, even if you try not to, because the companies and restaurants and everything jack up their prices. And two, there's no expectations, which leads to three, you can do what you want. Because on Valentine's Day, there's always like the girl or guy always wants, it's not for guys. It's not for guys at all. It's like somebody on TikTok called it a wiener holiday, because if you treat the girl nice, anyways, not going to finish that. But, you know, you do what you want, because then there's no expectations. You can literally just like chill on the couch all day and do literally whatever you want because you're alone, which goes to my first con. You're alone, which sucks. You have no one to spend your money on, and you have no expectations. Sometimes having an expectation to your day kind of gets you a little bit motivated, kind of gets you like out of your bed and really excited for things. So it's that I would list that as a con as well. Now, if you're in a relationship, here are the pros. You're with the one you love. You get to be all cute and shit, and you go to bed in a good mood. Hopefully, if the night goes well, maybe it's going to be a wiener holiday or whatever you want to call it. Sorry if that's weird. I just saw it on TikTok and I can't get it out of my head. And then the cons: you spend a lot of money. Well, sometimes, like if you don't plan it with your girl or guy, you do spend a lot of money. And I guess one of the other cons is you kind of realize like how much effort you actually want to put into the relationship, which is also a pro and con. I find it could actually break down and be like, okay, is this relationship worth it? Like, is everything that I want here? And that's a tough realization for, you know, myself and a lot of people. This year I realized, you know what? I actually want to try. I want to be here. I want to be with this person and I want to do this. And for some people, they may realize the opposite, and that's all right. It's not a bad thing. It's kind of like a pro and a con. And another con is the high expectations in your relationship. In the past, my past relationships on Valentine's Day, which has only been one, there was quite a bit of an expectation. And for me, in a relationship, when there is an expectation, I kind of break down and I just feel like I'm not good enough. And so I just don't even try. I kind of give up before I even start. And I do that with sports. I do that with everything. Because I just don't want to let somebody down if I build them up. So I just don't build them up. And so this year is something new for me. I'm not trying to build them up. I haven't told them that we're doing anything. I literally told my girlfriend, because she works at a flower shop, I'm like, you're buying yourself flowers. Like, there's no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to spend like $50 on flowers when you have them. I'll do everything else. but you got to get us flowers. I want some flowers too. Like, what the heck? Like, guys don't get anything except the wiener holiday. No, but seriously, guys don't get anything on Valentine's Day, and it fucking sucks. Like, buy your man a flower. Get him a rose. Like, do you know? Like, guys don't care for flowers because they die, and that's, like, the reason why we don't, is because they literally freaking die. But we still want them. Like, we just want one rose. That's it. It could be a black. We wouldn't even care. We just want one fucking rose to know that, you know, we deserve this as much as you do, and we'll do all the other stuff. Just get us one rose. Buy your own flowers. I'm kidding. But, like, low-key not. I want flowers, too. So that's my little thing. So those are my pros and cons for being single and in a relationship on Valentine's Day. But, like, overall, it's about love. And you don't necessarily need a significant other for that. So if you're, you know, listening to this and you're single, which is why it's called Listen to This If You're Single this Valentine's Day, know that, you know, you can celebrate it for self-love as well. Celebrate in your own way. Because Valentine's Day is actually made up by companies so you spend more money. So you can go out and spend money on yourself, or you can just treat yourself at home to, like, some popcorn, some hot chocolate. I had hot chocolate last night. Do you know how freaking good that was? That was freaking good, folks. That was freaking good. And it was just nice to, like, chill. And so this is what I want you to do this Valentine's Day. If you are single, this is what I want you to do. One, pour a little Baileys in your coffee. No, I'm like, low-key kidding, but also not. I just want you to spend today and just turn it off. Turn yourself off. Not in a sexual way, you sick freaks, but just turn yourself off. I want you to sit on the couch or go for a run or do whatever, but simply switch that switch off. Turn it off. And when I know you know what I mean when I say that, because we always feel like we're on, like that stress is just on all the time. I want you to sit on the couch, click your favorite movie, cuddle up with your dog, do whatever. If you don't have a dog, go buy a fish. It doesn't even make sense. But sit down, relax, pop some popcorn, grab some Old Dress chips, maybe some jalapeno Miss Vicky's, some little jalapenos. Maybe pour some hot chocolate. Doesn't really go with jalapeno, but maybe you want some spicy hot chocolate. Or make some tea. Or get crunk and get some, I don't know, make a hot, maybe, have you ever had a hot toddy? A hot toddy means, like, it's like basically like a tea, but with bourbon and like cinnamon stick and maple. It's really good. Look it up. Find the right recipe where it has like lemon, maple syrup, and cinnamon stick. That's a good one. And make that for yourself if you want and if you're of age. And just chill. Just turn it off. That's what I want you to do. I want you to spend this Valentine's Day single. If you're single, spend it single. Don't spend it on Tinder trying to feel bad for yourself, trying to get somebody or anything. Focus on yourself this year. It's about love in general, which means self-love, which means love for yourself, which means love, okay? It's every type of love. Now, it's made by companies. So, you know, make it what you want it to be, because it's not real. It's not. I don't care what anybody says. If you bring up Lord Valentine, whatever his name is, that bullshit. It's made by companies to make money. Okay? So spend this how you want to spend it. And it kind of reminds me, this day always reminds me, to celebrate love every single day. You know, obviously you don't have to do it to this extent. Like, I'm doing a gift every single day until Valentine's Day. And then I'm doing doing a big surprise on Valentine's Day. And it doesn't mean you have to do that every single time, every day, okay? It's just a reminder that the little things do matter. And they do help with love, and not just for the other person to feel good, but for yourself to feel motivated in love and inspired to love. And, you know, you get that, you know, energy back, if that makes sense. When you give a gift to somebody, the greatest feeling is knowing that they are really happy. And it's not even about making them happy. It's just about knowing that you did something amazing. You did something sweet. And so that's more for yourself than them, and which is a little bit selfish, but that's okay. That's okay. But I recently realized this year that I have to do this every now and then. I have to celebrate love every week. I have to take that switch and turn it off and focus on love. Whether it's self-love, whether it's love for one another, whether it's love for your family, whatever it is, I think we do have to take that energy, even if it's negative, and kind of switch it and put it to love, because that's what's going to make this world spin every single damn day. And I fell off that little wagon a year ago. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of love, blah, blah, blah. I was in this weird spot. You know, I was dating around and everything, and I was trying to find love, and I couldn't, and then I just gave up. And then I ended up really falling in love with somebody, and I kind of forgot that I was so, like, this hopeless romantic. I'm still that person. I think we all are. We're just hopeless romantics in different ways. And it could be with yourself. It could be with somebody else. I just think it's important to do that every day. And yeah. So if you're single this Valentine's Day, be single. It's okay. It's literally a made up holiday. It's not even a holiday. It's just a made up day to spend money. So spend it on yourself and get in the habit of doing it very often. Not to go broke or anything like that. But I think that's it for today's podcast. If you like this, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing this one. It was amazing. So thank you guys for listening. And if you want to, you know, hear more of the song or you're really excited for it, DM me, let me know. And if you want to get a sad hoodie, they're on sale today. If you go to my Instagram, @JoeyKidney, you will see that. Or if you go to the store's Instagram, @ShopStayU, or you just go to stayu.ca. We'll let you know when everything's live and you can get a sad hoodie. But I will definitely have probably a promo code or a discount code on my Instagram, so you guys can get a little discount, because, you know, I want you guys to, you know, feel comfy. I said you know a lot this podcast, and I apologize because, you know, shut the ugh. Okay, stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys sometime soon. Thank you for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. And if you want, you can share this. Okay, bye. Love you.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.